life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. At Cedarville University, students experience both the joys and challenges of life while focusing on all that college has to offer. Listen along with our host, Allie Kinner, as we take a deep dive into those life experiences with four Cedarville students. Eliana, Andrew, and Aspen continue their 1,000 days as a sophomore, junior, and senior, while Chloe joins them as our new freshman. Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
All right, well, welcome back to 1,000 Days. Andrew, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, first and foremost, we're just going to jump right into it because I'm super curious as to how this went. So, for the people that didn't know, last time we recorded, after we had wrapped, Andrew got a very important email, and it was super cool to watch. So, Andrew, what was that email about?
So, basically, that email was an invitation to the pitch. Now, my roommate and I originally were not selected to be on the pitch. Mm-hmm. We basically participated because we thought it'd be really fun to do.
Yeah.
And we had no intention of actually getting on the pitch.
Yeah.
Now, after we finished recording last time, I checked my phone and I saw an email pretty much telling me the next steps of what would come before the pitch. And I was kind of confused. I was like, why am I getting these? I'm not in the pitch.
Yeah.
But then I kept scrolling. And in the email right before that, it said, hey, just to let you know, we've had a few people drop out, and we've selected you and your roommate to be on the pitch. You have this assignment due in, I think it was 2 or 3 days, something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it was due the next day, actually, and that was awful. Mm-hmm. I remember very late nights making a pitch deck, editing our pitch deck, and eventually actually going on to the pitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's crazy. It was so funny when you got that email. Like, you jumped up and were running around, and you were like, nobody tell my roommate.
Yeah.
No, it was so fun. So just how did that go? Because it was really last minute. I read in your journal that it was 4 days of prep, just straight up for the pitch. So what was that process like?
Oh, that was rough.
Yeah.
That was rough. Throwing together a whole business plan for basically an inside joke that my roommate and I had been running with forever was interesting.
Yeah.
He was the creative mind behind it. I was the numbers mind behind it, which helped us greatly because we were able to divide and conquer.
Yeah.
There were gains to be had from specialization.
Yeah.
And that, it was still a lot of work.
Yeah.
I remember the night before the pitch, we had everything turned in. We were just getting ready to go to bed. However, I got an email. And in this email, it was an outline of 10 things that we should have added to our pitch deck that we weren't told about.
Yeah.
So that was an unfortunate late night for me because it was all numbers stuff.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, wasn't super hard to do, but still, it was just a lot to especially go into Excel and have a whole accounting breakdown.
Yeah.
Of, I think it was 5 years of estimated profits.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, which was very interesting to do. I used very low numbers because I didn't want to pretty much mess up the graph.
Yeah.
I wanted the shape of the graph to show, and I explained that in the pitch. And that was one of the actual critiques that they had was that the numbers I used and the graph that I used was not typical.
Yeah.
Although I'd like to argue that whenever you start a business, you have more actual money invested in it than income.
Yeah.
Which is the point that they tried to criticize us about, but I digress.
Yeah. So what idea did you actually pitch? I know that you, it's called The Experience.
Yes.
So
it's
tell
called
me
The
about
Experience.
It.
So The Experience is, we pitched it as We Do Everything, which in hindsight was not the best idea.
Yeah.
We've settled on long and short form content where we go out and basically do interviews right now.
Mm-hmm.
I also bug him and I ask him the dumbest questions humanly possible. He does the same for me. I remember one question I asked him was a couple nights ago and I said, Noah, do you prefer spaghetti or vegetables?
Oh.
Something just off the top of my head. And he asked me what kind of vegetable. First thing that came to my mind was green beans for some reason. He prefers spaghetti, by the way. So if you're curious about that answer, that's what he wants. Basically, we're just running with short form content right now.
Yeah. No, that's super duper cool. So you brought up numbers and profits and stuff. So how does that look like from a monetary standpoint where it is like an Instagram handle? Like, what does that look like?
So with that, especially on the pitch, it was hard to sell something like that because they wanted a tangible product. They wanted you to go in with something that you could physically hand to them and sell to them, which it's really hard to sell an idea or a brand like The Experience whenever that's what they want. But being able to sell that was interesting. The judges, I'm going to be honest with you, did not like us. There was one judge in particular that I'm actually very disappointed in.
Oh.
Because he made sure everybody else got claps, got clapped for. He would go out of his way to say, okay, three claps and one, two, three, one, two, three, and then things like that and continue going. We were the only group that he did not do that for.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I just thought it was really interesting because I lost all respect for him right there.
Wow.
Growing up. Sorry, I'm getting into the feels here,
no,
but growing
you're
fine. Up, I never received necessarily equal treatment, and things like that dig deep into me, and it aggravates me, but it also provides some sort of motivation to go out and continue doing something just to prove him wrong. I know it's not a Christian mindset to do so, but that's the mindset that I operate under sometimes.
Yeah. No, that's really interesting, and I'm sorry that happened.
No, it's okay.
Well, okay, I'm not going to lie. Before we recorded this episode, I did follow the experience, and my personal opinion, I love it. I think it's great. But I didn't realize that I made a guest appearance on one of the videos about favorite songs. And
yes, with the microphone dying.
And I'm gonna first and foremost apologize because
it's okay.
That was so crazy because I didn't realize it was happening. And it was so funny because I watched it and I was like, man, do I really talk like that? Because I was just so startled.
No, it's okay. We were both kind of on edge at that point in time, too, because we were having issues with the microphones, which I wouldn't have included the one that you were in all honesty, if I didn't just run out of footage.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you noticed, I was holding the phone very strange because I wasn't trying to block the little receiver that we have.
Yeah.
Because it's a little block that just plugs into the bottom of my phone. If I block that, the microphone just dies and we don't get anything.
Oh, my goodness.
Before we came to you, I think we had three or four in a row that just didn't work. That's why we pretty much chased you down to ask you, because we were running out of time. We were running out of people to actually ask. And it, thank God it worked out. But today, actually, the last of the interviews went up.
Oh, my goodness. No, I'll have to check that out. No, but it was really funny. And I showed my friend and she was like, Allie, you picked the most basic white girl song. And I was like, you know what? Fair. But you know what? It gave me a good laugh today, so I appreciated it. But aside from the pitch, so exams, we're in the heat of it. And you apparently, according to your journal, had a very chaotic, busy week. Besides just having the pitch, you had four exams in the span of 2 weeks. And two of those exams happened to be the same day as the pitch.
The same day? I don't think they were the same day.
Well, the same week.
Same week, yes.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So what did that look like having the pitch and two exams that week and then two exams the following week?
Oh, it's all a blur, in all honesty. I just had to buckle down and do it.
Yeah.
I can't remember what exams I necessarily had the week of the pitch. One of them was New Testament, actually. Let me think. Oh, yes. New Testament and intercultural communication.
Oh, wow.
That was interesting. New Testament, not super hard. Mm-hmm. You're given everything for it. So that was just sit down for an hour, study, and go.
Yeah.
Intercultural communication was much harder because the teacher, Dr. Elliott, is very passionate about that class.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes for a very interesting class, but it also makes for very hard exams.
Yeah.
I've noticed that whenever someone's passionate about their topic, they want to make sure you understand everything they've talked about.
Yeah.
And that's both good and bad. I have an exam tomorrow, actually. It's my last of them this season.
Oh, wow.
It's for comparative economic systems.
Whew.
That one's going to be a doozy.
Yeah.
We pretty much are supposed to just yap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We have five questions on the exam that he could pick from a bank of 10. And we're only supposed to answer four. But we're supposed to take about 20 minutes on each question
to just
elaborate. And he grades it by pretty much comparing us to the other people in our class.
Oof.
So it's not necessarily us doing the test, like us against the teacher. It's us against each other.
Oh,
which
my goodness.
I can yap really well, but I don't know if I can yap better than the other ones in the class.
Yeah, no, that's definitely nerve-wracking.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, something that stood out to me in your journal, you said you actually enjoyed studying for the exams because it gave you an opportunity to get to know your classmates better.
Yes.
So walk me through that. What did that look like?
Oh, I'm talking about intermediate microeconomics right there. That one was a doozy.
Yeah.
This was the first class that I actually used calculus in, apart from calculus. And thank God I had calculus beforehand. I don't know if I've complained about it. If not, I complain about calculus a lot. Hated that class.
Yeah.
But it's over, and I get to actually use what I know in this class. Now, there were kids in this class who have never taken, well, I say kids, we're all adults now. There are people in this class who had not taken calculus before.
Yeah.
And they got dumped in the deep end. I'm going to be honest with you. They had no idea what was going on. So I took my time to teach them calculus because the way I saw it was that, hey, the teacher's made it very clear. It's Dr. Haymond. Yes, the dean.
Oh, wow.
He made it very clear that he was okay with us studying together, but we had to be ready for this exam because he takes it very seriously.
Yeah.
And it was a very serious exam.
Yeah.
The hardest part of it, ironically, was the multiple choice definitions that he had.
Really?
Yes. He put A through Z, and I think he went into double letters through W or something like that.
Oh,
it was extra. I got an 81 on it. I'm happy with that.
Congratulations.
Yes, I'm happy with that. Highest grade in the class was a 92.
Daggone.
Yeah.
Congratulations to that 92.
Yeah, King Jeremiah, that's what we called him. He's the top of the class. We're very happy for
Jeremiah. Congrats,
Jeremiah. Exactly. But no, that was something that kind of pushed us all together because we all kind of realized that it would be smarter to actually pool our knowledge together instead of just doing the exact same study guide like 8 or 9 or 12 different times.
Yeah. No, that blows my mind.
Yeah.
And you kind of just mentioned that there were study guides and stuff, but like, what are your like study habits whenever it comes to those classes where they are doozies for the exams?
Oh man, I don't really have the best study practices. I struggle studying anything before the day of the exam.
Yeah,
because it just I just can't get into the mindset of it.
Yeah,
and for study guides like intermediate micro, I sit down. And the night before, I just pump through it. Mm-hmm. And then I wake up early the next day and I pump through it again over and over and over and over. It's not necessarily deep understanding, but it'd be more random access memory type recollection that I use.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's super cool, super insane. Yeah, I suck at studying. Apologies to everybody. I personally live in a state of delulu up until the, like the week of exams, and then the panic sets in, and I'm like, oh man, I should probably do stuff.
Yeah.
But we're working on it. We're working on it. So let's go to something happy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So fall break coming
up,
super close. How you feel?
I feel tired.
Yeah, we need a fall break. We need a fall break.
Yes.
So do you have any fall break plans, things that you're looking forward to besides sleep, obviously? Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know how much I'll get to sleep. I'm going to West Virginia to see my girlfriend for the majority of it.
Sweet.
Yes.
What are you going to do there?
I have no idea yet. She'll come up with plans, and then I will just go along with her. We'll probably see her horses, which I'm very excited to do so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of big animals, but give me a day or two, and I'll be fine.
You'll
around
warm
the horses.
Up to
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And apart from that, we'll probably go to local restaurants a lot. There's a lot of good food where she lives, and we'll probably just... I don't really even know.
Just like hang out?
Exactly. Probably, yeah.
Sweet.
Just relax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So as we are coming up on fall break, what do you think is your biggest takeaway from this semester so far?
So far? Man, I really wouldn't be able to tell you. It's just been a slog.
It's a blur.
It has been, but... If I had to pull anything off the top of my head, I'm going to get really deep here.
Go for it.
That's what this whole episode has been. It's just me getting into my feels. It's just the day today. It's the day today. It's cloudy. This is what happens. But I guess one thing I've taken away from this semester is that time flies whether or not you like it. And you need to pursue God in all you do because if not, you're going to realize you ran out of time.
Yeah.
You know, that was one of the big things that hit me when I was living in Japan. I went to a college for 2 semesters there. And that was my own personal choice. You could do 1 semester and then just go home. That's what all my friends did.
Yeah.
Or you could do 2 like me. And I will never forget the first time I was standing back at the home train station that I had on that second semester. And none of my friends would be at school.
Yep.
And I was just alone. Mm-hmm. And I kind of realized at that point in time that time had just – it flew. It went somewhere that I had no idea – where it went, and I never get those memories back or those times back. And in that moment, I kind of realized that, hey, this is going to be a theme for the rest of my life if I don't just stop and continue to pursue God incredibly seriously. And that's been something that's been, I guess, reorchestrated this semester is that I've done better about following God, but time still just flies, whether or not we like it.
Yeah. No, that's insane. That's... So cool. So that will be the end of our episode today. But thank you for chatting with me. Thank you for getting deep. That was insane. So fun. And just can't wait to see you after break and kind of get caught up on life. And it'll be great in 2 weeks.
Yes, it will.
Sweet. Well, thank you for joining us. Oh. Oh, yeah. Plenty of sleep in our future.
Yes. Thank God.
Oh, yeah. Well, goodbye.
Talk to you soon.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Nolan Ebert, audio engineered by Olivia Price, and edited by Nolan Ebert.